You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
You may keep your secrets from your friends, from your parents, your children, your doctor, even your personal trainer. But it takes real effort to conceal your thoughts from Google. Smart cities will pullulate with sensors, all joined together by the Internet of Things. Bollards communing invisibly with lampposts. A future Alexa will pretend to take orders, but this Alexa will be watching you, clucking her tongue and stamping her foot, doomed to a cold and heartless future in which computer says yes or computer says no, with the grim finality of an emperor in the arena. AI, pink-eyed Terminator sent back from the future to cull the human race.
Cassie Langford, founder of the National Residents Association in the UK, is bringing together concerned citizens from around the UK and getting them to empower themselves by showing them a simple strategy, which is going out directly into their communities in order to bring back, firstly, the community spirit, but secondly, allowing this agenda to expose itself and then the people behind it. Cassie says they have had many success stories in the UK, and truthfully, she believes this could be adopted worldwide. I completely agree. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. We're dissecting smart cities this week, what, when, where, and why behind them, with Cassie Langford, founder of the National Residents Association right there in the UK. Cassie, how you doing, woman?
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing great. Since it's the afternoon here in the U.S., Nashville Central Time Zone, you obviously work around the clock because it's probably 9, 10. What do you got over there? Midnight?
We're 8 o'clock at the moment on the clock. Yeah.
Not too bad. When we say that we're in the front of the battle lines to expose these globalists, these Luciferians with their depopulation agenda here, around the clock, we literally are doing that. When I'm up, you're sleeping and vice versa. You are just working blood, sweat, and tears here to wake up the UK with what's happening, especially with 5G aspect with smart cities. The aim of your organization, the National Residents Association, is to create a national group to research and protect their national and local communities, including crime and policing, council planning, cost of living crisis, local and national concerns, and 5G and RF radio frequency radiation. Yes, yes, and yes. Can you fill us in, girl? What is classified as green technology?
Green technology. Okay, so anything but green is what the answer should really be. But they brand green technology as things such as 5G towers, wind turbines, solar panels, smart meters. The list just goes on. This is part of their green technology, driverless cars. So that's just in a nutshell.
Yeah, and that's not really green. So explain to me how you believe that it isn't greener, the grass on the other side. However you say that, grass greener on the other side business. What's going on with the green? What color should it be? Black?
It should be black and gray, I think, to be honest with you. That's exactly what it should be. That's what kind of where it's taking us to. So, yeah, it's part of a pre-misconception, but we know that they mock people, and it's actually it's an official term called mocking of the victim. Yet we be it victims, you see. So that's where it becomes important for us to expose this agenda. Well, allow it to expose itself is much simpler.
Absolutely. Now, I love your accent. I was out to London several times over my 20s when I could travel more with less kids in tow. Actually, no kids in tow at that point. I love London. We were already talking about a flight in April that I might actually take. And I'm not joking. I literally wrote on my post-it note last night, free flight from United. It has to be burned up today. So I might be seeing you here in about 3 weeks. Here's the deal with your accent. You just said mock or mark. They do want to mock us, but are you saying mark us, like tracking and tracing?
Well, yes, that as well as mocking. So the mocking part is, if you look at the green technology, it's anything but green.
Yes.
So mocking, the mockery has been persistent throughout this whole agenda, as we fully well, we're all aware of that, because they are mocking like us. So even with, when you look at the green technology side of it, and then you translate that into the mocking, because it's anything but green. So yeah.
And you were saying the color should be black and gray, basically the color of death. I completely agree. And we know who's all behind that. So let's just dig in deep. We have four different episodes. Everybody watch them. They're jaw dropping on smart cities. And then when are they not? Check them out at counterculturemom.com. Watch them, share them with the masses. We're trying to save humanity at this point, people. So help us help you save humanity. We're doing a special look at 5G and the 5G towers in regards to smart cities with your specific episode. And that's how it fits in the mix here. So if 5G towers are pumping out radiation on an unprecedented level, and they are. I've been metering these stupid towers out here in Franklin, Tennessee, and all around the globe, really, with my traveling. They're way above 20 gigahertz, way above the safety standards, right when they first were put up. How can this be safe for our health? We know it's not, but what can we do about it?
Yeah, this is the biggest question with regards to, number one would be to get rid of them. And that would be primary thing to try and achieve, because obviously, as we know, radiation sickness symptoms from lower level frequencies, you have, I don't know, tinnitus, brain fog, sleepless nights. But then you look at the longer term effects, it's cancer causing, you know, very, very serious acute radio sickness, radiation. Now in the UK, they've actually deleted that from the NHS website, which is our governing medical health sector. They've deleted radiation sickness symptoms. So I would recommend, because I think the NIH still have radiation sickness symptoms still on your website, but over here that has been diminished.
Yeah, they wiped it out because radiation toxicity matches perfectly with COVID symptoms. That's why they wiped it out. It's just unbelievable what is going on. It's like the stuff I researched when I was a teenager is currently happening right here, right now, unraveling. I'm like, oh my word, I read about this 30 years ago. Okay, so it's not safe for our health at all. And I remember seeing the beginning of COVID, you guys really hammered home the monstrous task of trying to get rid of these towers. I remember seeing footage of people burning towers down in the UK. Were you there for one of those? Did you light one of those sparks? Fill us in.
No. Tina, I wouldn't get involved in something like that.
Right. I know you, sister.
But I will say we are challenging what we, so in the UK, how it operates is it's going from the World Economic Forum, obviously, then it goes down to the governments, and then it goes down to our local councillors who are rolling out the agenda. So the best place for us to start over here is to target our councils. And that is what people have been doing all over the country under the guise of a residents association. Yeah.
Can you give details about what that means? You're doing what again?
So we formed as a residents association. We have multiple branches all around the UK. Now, the overarching problem that we've had as we the people is that we've never had the support of the masses. So my main disposition has been, how can I then reach the masses with what is going on?
Yes.
How can we convey that message to people so that they actually genuinely take us seriously. So we've built a strategy and we go out with high-vis jackets on, lanyards, logos. And so we look like we're not going to be burgling people's houses or anything like that. And we just talk to them on a one-to-one human level. It's so simple. And people are sitting at home worried about cost of living, all of these different things. Any hook is a good hook, I like to say. And what we're happy that we're then that enables us to then be able to move on to other topics, such as, you know, how much a 5G mast costs, for an example. So I'm not sure if you are aware, but it costs 72 to 75 houses worth of power just to fuel one 5G mast per day. And that's a 3-bedroom house. Yeah. So we're paying for that, obviously, cost of living. And we're told paying for a war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're paying for our own death trap is what's basically going on. And the sad thing is the puppet runners, the ones who are running the show, are the evil Luciferians that are using our money to build tactics and schemes to clean ourselves off. And you're asking, how can we get this word out to the masses faster? I'm going to get my brain is on fire right now. I need a 2-second break. We're going to go to a commercial break, come back with you, and I'm going to fire off some shots and see how you take it here right after this.
You've probably noticed how the online world, especially on social media, has taken a negative turn. It's hard to ignore the constant bombardment of explicit content and the overwhelming presence of negative influences that can leave us feeling down, depressed, and anxious. We all know the issues: erosion of family values, addiction, and the alarming rise of human trafficking. These are problems that demand our attention. That's where TUBU comes in. TUBU is more than an online platform. We are on a mission to rewrite the script of digital culture, to make a difference, to build a platform that cares about people, family, and communities. Currently, we're creating the largest online community where kindness isn't just an aspiration, but a way of life. We cherish people. We're committed to sound minds and nurturing a compassionate and supportive community. We are dedicated to supporting the next generation, providing a safe, engaging environment for them to grow, learn, and most importantly, have fun. What sets TUBU apart is the value we bring to our members, combining great tech, compelling content, and a healthy community to help you be the best version of yourself. Say goodbye to cluttered feeds, invasive advertising, and unwanted content. TUBU presents you with a neat, easy-to-navigate chronological feed, ensuring your privacy and security are our top priorities. Our daily dose of inspiring, fun, and informative content is designed to uplift, inspire, and entertain. Every moment on TUBU contributes to living your best life. With TUBU, you can create a wholesome and enriching digital experience for yourself and your family, embracing a supportive online community that truly cares. Join us today at TUBU.com and be a part of a community that's making a difference. Together, we can build a brighter future for all. TUBU, connecting people, families, and communities.
With all of the climate talk, we can't deny that radiation, chemtrails, fluoride, and all the other cancer-causing chaos is impacting our families, and that we need to look into some top ways to protect our bodies. Head over to Echo Technologies' website at echoh2o.com to shop their life-giving products. They have the Echo Go Plus, Echo H2 Server, and Echo RO Tankless to filter all water in your entire house. Some of the benefits of hydrogen water is that it boosts your immunity, increases your energy, you can live better and longer, and it helps stimulate your brain, along with many other transformative positive effects on multiple health conditions. Just go to echoh2o.com and make sure you use code Tina at checkout for 10% off. In addition, Echo Technologies is giving an extra 20% off to all of our listeners on this landing page. You can find this link surrounding this show episode at counterculturemom.com. Cassie, commercial break. I had a chance to think and gather my thoughts here. You started this National Residents Association. You started talking about it in the first half of the program on what it is, why you have it, to warn the masses about this demonic plot of the depopulation plan with 5G, with this deadly radiation, the smart cities, all of it. Tell us about where people around the globe jump onto your National Residents Association Telegram?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So anybody can jump on, and we're more than happy to. Oh, well, I'm more than happy to help people strategize and get branches going all around the world. So that's our Telegram channel as it stands at the moment.
This is fantastic, and it's going to be in the show notes as a link, everybody, surrounding this episode at counterculturemom.com. We're going to refer back to it here in a little bit. So you started this because you wanted to make sure that people understood what was at stake. They're at home worrying about petty problems when in reality, there's a nasty, evil scheme on the outside that it won't matter about housing costs and the rising food prices if they're no longer alive in 6 months. You and I are both on the same page. I totally read what you're talking about here. So we know that 5G is not safe for our health. What are the implications of a smart city?
So some of the implications of a smart city and how do they impact us? I think it's really key to understand that. As they say, you've got to know thy enemy in order to defeat thy enemy, right?
So oh, yes.
One of the biggest issues that we have had as how this agenda has been able to be advanced as quickly as possible is the concept of technology. So understanding smart city fundamentals, in my personal view, is one of the most key concepts to understanding this agenda. As we know, they are moving into the what we would call the fourth industrial revolution, which we can see very clearly that that's leaning on artificial intelligence, meaning more automation, i.e. less need for humans. And under their carbon neutral net zero policies will mean just as of that.
Can you break that down a little bit more for the people that are new to this? Who's behind this agenda? If you can give us some names. It's going to match what we've been talking about the last 3 years. And what exactly are you saying? They want to wipe off the human genome, get rid of all humans because AI technology will take the place of, correct?
Basically, yeah. They have no need for us anymore. Technology is superseding us. I believe that we can stop this. We have to stop this.
In fact,
we have no choice but to stop this urgently. It's a matter of urgency right now. Okay, so as we know, there's so many topics with regards to surveillance, how that kind of, I mean, they want to surveil you 24/7. That feeds into the CBDCs. That feeds into absolutely everything that we want to do. So the carbon credits, so they'll have like carbon credit system. They'll be able to cut your monetary system off. If you've been a bad person, they've caught you on surveillance doing something that displeases the government, because obviously they have their UK, I think it's the UK government's nudge unit and the behavioral insights team that have devised how they want humans to operate and behave. So therefore, if you go against the social norms, and this is why we're seeing a lot of cameras going up everywhere, absolutely everywhere. This is why in the States, I think there's about 5,370, around that, maybe a little bit less, data centers. So that surveillance from the surveillance side, from your sensors on your top of your LED streetlights, that is then all feeding back to the 5G tower, which is then feeding back to the data centers. And naturally, if you don't comply to what they are wanting or... Then you are ostracized from society, and that means they'll shut your money off. Even so, actually, with the CBDC rollouts, it has the potential for you to just go, right, okay, well, actually, you've bought some potatoes this week, but you bought trainers last week, so you don't have enough carbon credits this week to buy what you want to buy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's very dangerous. Okay. What are the implications of a smart city? Can you go a little more into detail on that? I know I asked a little bit earlier. Can you give us any more?
I can. So we're probably not going to cover enough ground on this chat show, but what I am doing is I'm creating a mini bite-sized series that will be able to be public, keep on being published on my channel about different topics to do with the smart city. But the overarching fundamental thing about it is that they want to control humanity. By that, and we're talking human augmentation. We're talking, and you can have a look on the government, UK government's website. They've got a document called A Paradigm Shift, and it's human augmentation, which basically means that they want to insert chips into humans to be able to remotely control them. So that's the severity of what we're leading on to.
And if I can just add Tina's two cents here with that, that literally is paving the way, or might be used as the mark of the beast. I mean, we're that close.
Yeah.
With the book of Revelation. It blows my mind with how close we are to the end and all the signs pointing to that direction with the evidence. It just headline news and what you're sharing is just unreal. Can you dissect a little bit about how does the surveillance play a role in a smart city? Go a little more into detail on that.
Well, surveillance, you will be on camera. So I'll give you an example. You can drive at the UK motorway now. I think you would call them highways over in the States. And their so-called smart motorways, you're being monitored and surveilled every couple of seconds. They can see you, catch you on camera everywhere you're going. So in your towns, in your cities, we're seeing more and more cameras going up everywhere. So that means you are 24/7 under surveillance. Then you've got your other devices, such as your mobile phones in your house. So we've already kind of semi-invited the New World Order into our own home anyway, without realizing what we've done, because obviously, you know, but I mean, there is advantages and disadvantages to technology, otherwise we wouldn't be doing this right now. But there is a line, there is a very, very fine line. So
absolutely. And on the back of an iPhone, it always irked me that we had a apple with a bite out of it. It's like we took the bait. So I hear what you're saying. It's like right in front of our face today. Surveillance 24/7. And I know for sure, even driving, that I've been doing research that they put chips in the tires too. And a lot of these newer vehicles, they can shut that down at any time. And there's a lot of ways that they can control our every move, and are watching our every move right now. Is absolutely dangerous and shocking. Cassie, we're going to do a commercial break. When we come back, I want you to talk about what the best psychological techniques to raise awareness for others are, so we know exactly what to do to combat this mess. More from Cassie right after this.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890, or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information, and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
I am passionate about my health and taking care of myself and my family. One company that I'm very excited to partner with is Ascent Nutrition. They provide holistic nutritional supplements for us and our pets. And they have the most incredible organic, mold, and mycotoxin-free coffee on the planet. Their pine needle extract includes wild-harvested pine needles, which improves immunity and brain function. I'm also using their humic and fulvic acid, which binds to heavy metals, supporting detoxification and increases my energy level. Their pine pollen tincture is a great support for libido and hormone health. And they have the cleanest source of omega-3s in their algae oil DHA, which is essential, especially for us moms and our kids. Head to goascentnutrition.com/Tina and use code Tina at checkout to save 10% off on your entire order. That code can be shared with others, so spread the word. 10% off using code Tina at goascentnutrition.com/Tina. Let's get our body back on track together.
You have a phenomenal website. I want to take people there, and then let us know where the top resources are for newbies coming to your site. It's National Residents Association. .co.uk, nationalresidentsassociation.co.uk. Where can we go to get the top of the line resources on this site if we're new?
Well, I think it's better to contact us. I do have my Telegram page, has it all on there. I'm getting my website updated at the moment as well. So I'm going to get new resources uploaded very, very soon over the coming weeks. So stay tuned for that.
But your website has about you, your mission, cost of living, education. Here's the TriField meter that you're promoting right there on the website. That's the one I use 24/7 in the States to meter our area to see what kind of deadly radiation is spewing from the towers. And then you have a lot of education on here, a lot of articles. So you have a wealth of knowledge for people, and you said it's for anybody around this globe. And look, it's even categorized on the side. I don't know how you find the time for all that, but girl, fantastic insight. Thank you for giving us a glimpse that you are not a bench warmer, but you're in the battle, front of the battle lines. And that's what every single person needs to do. We all have to join forces. Any last words of wisdom for our crowd here today?
Just remember, whatever we do today will stand us in better stead tomorrow. That's it.
Yeah, you're fantastic. I'm going to look for a flight right now with United. I got some flight funds. I'm going to burn those babies up and come your direction in April. You think I'm joking, but I'm not. Everybody out there, watch all four episodes on smart cities, which are nothing but smart. They think they're smart, but people are catching on. Cassie, you rock. I'll see you here in about 3 weeks.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over 2 decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.